An ancient story I'll tell you anon of a notable prince who was called King John. He ruled England with main and with might, but he did great wrong and maintained little right. And I'll tell you a story so merry concerning the Abbot of Canterbury, who for his housekeeping and high renown they rode post to him from fair London town. For 100 men, the king had heard say, the abbot kept in his house every day, and 50 gold chains, without any doubt, in velvet coats waited the abbot about.
How now, sire abbot? Has been said of thee, thou keepest a far better house than me, and for thy housekeeping and high renown, I fear thou work'st treason gainst my crown.
My liege, quoth the abbot, I would it were known, I never spend nothing but what is my own, and I trust your grace will do me no dear for spending my own true-gotten gear.
Nay, sire abbot, thy sin it is high, and now for the same thou needs must die, for if thou cannot answer my questions three, thy head shall be stricken from thy body. First you must tell me, here in my stead, with my crown of gold so fair on my head, among all my liegemen so noble of birth, thou must say to one penny what I am worth. Secondly, tell me without any doubt how soon I may ride the whole world about. And at the third question thou must not shrink, but tell me here truly what I do think.
Oh! These are hard questions for my shallow wit, and I cannot answer your graces yet. But if you will but give me 3 weeks' space, I shall do my endeavor to answer your grace.
3 weeks' time to thee I shall give, for that is as long as thou hast to live. For if thou cannot answer my questions three, thy lands and thy living are forfeit to me.
Away rode the abbot, all sad at the word. And he rode to Cambridge and to Oxenford, but never a doctor there was so wise that could with his learning an answer devise. So home rode the abbot of comfort so cold, and he met with his shepherd a-going to fold.
How now, sire abbot? Thou hast been gone long. What news do you bring us from good King John?
Sad news, shepherd, I must give, for I have but 3 days more to live. For if I cannot answer his questions three, my head will be stricken from my body. First, I must tell him there in his stead, with his crown of gold so fair on his head, among all his liegemen so noble of birth, I must say to one penny what he is worth. And secondly, tell him without any doubt how soon he may ride the whole world about. And at the third question, I must not shrink, but tell him there truly what he does think.
Oh, cheer up, Sire Abbot. Hast thou never heard yet that a fool he may learn a wise man wit? Lend me your horse, your serving men, and your apparel, and I'll ride to London to answer your quarrel. Fear not, Sire Abbot, for it's been told unto me, I am like your lordship as ever might be, and if you will but lend me your gown, there's none shall know us in fair London town. Of horses and serving men thou shalt have, with sumptuous array, most gallant and brave, with crozier and mitre and rochet and cope, fit to appear for our father the Pope.
Welcome, Sire Abbot, the king he did say. It is well thou art come back to meet thy day. For if thou can answer my questions three, thy lands and thy living both saved shall be. First you must tell me, here in my stead, with my crown of gold so fair on my head, among all my liegemen so noble of birth, tell me to one penny what I am worth.
For 20 pence Saint Joseph was sold to the Ishmaelites, or so I've been told. So just 19 is the worth of thee, for I think thou'rt one penny worse than he. The king, he laughed, and he swore by Saint Biddle,
I did not think I was worth so little. But secondly, tell me, without any doubt, how soon I may ride the whole world about.
If you rise with the sun and ride with the same, until the next morning it riseth again, then your grace need not make any doubt, but in 24 hours you'll ride it about. The king, he laughed, and he swore by St. Joan,
I did not think could be done so soon. But at my third question, thou must not shrink, but tell me here truly what I do think.
Oh, that I shall do, and make your grace merry. You think I'm the Abbot of Canterbury, but I'm his poor servant, as plain you may see, come to beg pardon for him and for me. The king, he laughed, and he swore by the mass.
I'll make you Lord Abbot this day in his place.
Oh, nay, my liege, be not of such speed, for, alas, I neither can write nor read.
£20 then a year I shall give unto thee for this merry jest thou hast shown unto me, and tell the old abbot when thou comest home, thou hast brought him a pardon from good King John.